Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It is Tuesday afternoon, the 17th. Happy Constitution Day. Also happens to be my anniversary. How divine. I love the Constitution. I love my wife, and I love this country. And, folks, that's why we're on the air coming to you again today. Now, there's a lot going on in your country, and it's important that you're vigilant and sober, because if you're not, your country will go bye-bye. It won't be the country that you're used to. It won't be the even at the estate that we're at right now, it will continue to degrade until we get to the point where we scratch our head and say, how in the world did we get here? It's important, and I read this quote, because the men of Marlboro, Massachusetts declared this unanimously in 1773. They said death is more eligible than slavery. A free-born people are not required by the religion of Jesus Christ to submit to tyranny, but may make use of such power as God has given them to recover and support their laws and liberties. They saw these as extensions of what God had given them. It wasn't a political thing to them. It was an issue of right and wrong to them before their creator, God. It was an issue of liberty. It was a religious issue. It was not secular. The devil does not give you liberty. Secular government does not give you liberty. God gives you liberty. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life. There you go. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. I thank God that the men of Marlboro and the many other men that took their religion to the extent of actually practicing it, instead of being heretical and not preaching the full counsel of God, they took it to the extent where they were willing to stand for it, not just believe it, not just hum the hymns in church. We implore the ruler above the skies that he would make bare his arm in defense of his church and people and let Israel go. I love it. Good way to start out your Tuesday afternoon, even though it is. There's a lack of sunshine in the state of Minnesota today. Supposedly it's supposed to get sunnier. The days go on. Now we've got an issue here everybody has heard of in the district. The belly of the beast, if you will, where the war wages on our liberties in Washington, D.C., with the shooting here recently. And we're going to have a special guest on with us next segment, so stay tuned. It'll be Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. If you don't remember, he is the gentleman that did everything except, I can't remember how he said it. I'll let him introduce it. But he had a little discussion with Piers Morgan two times. He handed him his hat the first time. The second time, I don't know, he handed him his coat. There was nothing left for this man to say. His jaw was on the ground. That is because this man, Larry Pratt, not only like the NRA, does he stand up for your Second Amendment rights, but he goes a lot further than that and knows the source of that Second Amendment right, that being Jesus Christ, our Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Lord of Glory in our nation, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This man embraces that, and so does his organization. Gunowners.org. I encourage you to check it out and become a member. He's got a lot of members. It is a very strong organization. They are staying vigilant on a day-by-day basis. Just visited him here, I think, a month or two ago when we were out in Virginia. He's just outside of D.C., but he's got his eye on the ball, folks. He'll be joining us next to speak to you about things maybe you haven't heard, or maybe thoughts that you haven't put together quite yet on this shooting. We know what the enemies of liberties do. They utilize tragedies, just as like Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel. I think they call him Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel. I think that was Sean Hannity's coin, but I'll use it. He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. What does that mean? Well, it means different things for different people. A crisis can be utilized to wake people up to action. or a crisis can be utilized to wake people up, fill them with fear, and then be their daddy. I think we know which objective Rahm Emanuel uses. Just look at his fine state of Illinois, his fine city of Chicago. You can know. It's diametrically opposed to everything that established the liberties in your nation. And if that's what a person wants to embrace, then I say, go ahead. There's plenty of countries around the world that do it. Leave. We also want to talk about the events that are coming up here shortly in North Carolina. Next week, we will be beginning that journey. Starts next week on Thursday evening. We'll be in Gastonia, which is just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, doing a tea party there with the good folks of Gastonia. Bradley will be speaking there. The day after that, we go to a conference, Truth for New Generation. We had Alex McFarland on the show with us a couple weeks back talking about it. Bradley will be doing a drum clinic there, teaching people how to play drums. Oh, it's sacrilegious. Drums and cymbals and rock music is of the devil. No, it is not, folks. You give glory to God. The Bible talks about crashing cymbals and rejoicing with a loud noise. King David was a musician. Many people in the Bible were musicians. So we utilize those talents to give glory to who? The Christ. It's common sense, folks. But Bradley will be teaching your young people and old people how to play drums, doing a drum clinic. Not from some guy who's tweaked out on acid, utilizing drugs, talking about sex and violence and debauchery. No. He's going to be bringing it from a Christian perspective and how he gives glory to God by using his instrument. And that's what he does. Junkyard Prophet is the name of the band. Bradley is the drummer and second best unsigned band nationwide. Sold a lot of albums around the country with his message. He actually speaks a message on the second disc. If you'd like to see any of that stuff, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to shop, and you can see our store. You can look into the CD section. You'll find that. But there's a drum contest going on the same time Bradley's teaching kids how to play drums at this drum clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina, next weekend. He'll also be speaking two different breakout panels. One is how to influence the next generation. The next is how you bring the two generations together, turning the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. Exactly the way John the Baptist ushered in the way of the Lord, making straight paths for the Lord. We've got to get this generation back to the hearts of our fathers. Our fathers, I'm speaking of those founders of this country, establish the greatness that we have today by the grace of God, and they acknowledge it. So doing that at TNG, Truth for New Generation, again, this is in Charlotte. Then the following week is Liberty Week. The very next day on Sunday, I'll be out in Rockingham doing multiple churches. We'll be in three cities with three events per evening. And then we will also be in a variety of schools and colleges and different small groups of students throughout that whole area. So stay tuned in that. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It keeps you in the loop on all of this. Again, our next guest is Mr. Larry Pratt. We're going to be talking about guns, gun control. We've posted a whole lot of columns here on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. 56 million people exterminated through gun control. A video that went all over the country, went viral, that Bradley produced. You're going to enjoy it, and you're going to enjoy Larry Pratt. Stay with us for the next segment, Sons of Liberty Radio, at sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
We are back to Sons of Liberty, and as promised, our special guest, Mr. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. I encourage you to check them out, gunowners.org. Thank you for joining us, Larry. How are you today, sir? Larry? Larry is not with us. We're going to hang up. We're going to get him right back, folks. We're going to get him right back. We have right now a topic that needs to be talked about. Why? Because as the Constitution prescribes in the Bill of Rights, we have a Second Amendment. What is that Second Amendment? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia, necessary to the freedom. Now, when we hear about that, we hear two different views. We hear about the collectivist view, who believes that I'm going to tell you, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Now, the collectivist view is, well, we can bear arms according to the state, and the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So what that means is, while you are a part of the state, I'm going to read this, actually. This is an article that was put out not too long ago, and it deals with this very topic. It deals with the topic of the Second Amendment. It was actually in a high school AP textbook. And one of our Sons of Liberty, his name is Tracy, he takes the Constitution course. He's actually graduated once. He's taking it again. He actually bought the course so that his family all over the country can webcast it. He said, this is why it is good to take Jake's Constitution class. This textbook has taken the liberty to rewrite the Bill of Rights. I'm going to get into that as to how. Their interpretation is not consistent with the Founding Fathers' original intent. If you didn't know better or didn't know the Constitution at all, you might read this interpretation without suspecting anything was wrong. And here's that interpretation in this book. It says the people have the right, this is the Second Amendment when speaking of it, the people have the right to keep and bear arms in a state militia. I'm going to read it again. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's not a collectivist view of keeping arms. In other words, by that, what I'm saying is that we all agree together that a police officer should have a gun. Therefore, we, as the city citizens, come together, we pay a certain portion of taxes to support a police officer who then can carry a gun. And if our city is under attack, then every individual has the right to keep and bear arms. Wrong! Completely wrong! if that would have been the view of our founders, I'm telling you, this really is a view. This is where they stupefied a lot of people and got them to buy into this stupid gun control crap. If you're the owner of a business and you don't want to have guns on your premise, fine. You can tell people that. I think it's stupid because you're telling your criminal to come on in here because nobody else has guns and you're going to be the only one. No competition. Therefore, it's going to be an easy stick up. And you put a sign on your building to tell them. Whereas in Kennesaw, Georgia, the convicts in the prison not too far down the road know that you don't go in that city because the city statute requires that every able-bodied citizen keep a weapon. But going on to this collectivist view, what it's saying is the state can be trusted with arms, and if you have been delegated by your fellow citizens to carry an arm, you can. Baloney! But that's what they're teaching kids. The people have the right to keep and bear arms in a state militia. The amendment itself says nothing about that. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state. By the way, that well-regulated militia happens to be everybody capable that is a citizen in that city. Now, there's a discrepancy. Some states and some people argue, is it 55? Is it older? It doesn't matter the age. The militia is you and I. It's not the crazy guys that you hear about that the media has created that have these little cards and they hide out in the woods and, you know, they run around with guns trying to scare people. Oh, and don't forget they're Christians. And don't forget they homeschool too. And don't forget their wives grow organic food. And don't forget they're tax protesters. Oh, man. Anything else you can think of? No, it's actually you or I. So if you or I are spooky, then maybe we need to look into this a little more. But we're not. We're Americans. We're Christians. We love our children. We care about them. Now, as this continues to unravel, as it continues to engage us into civil society, we need to be sober and we need to be vigilant, which is why we have our next guest, Mr. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Thank you for joining us, Larry.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for inviting me.
You got it. Now, I want you to, I was just explaining about the textbook that said the Second Amendment, they kind of take the collectivist view. The people have the right to keep and bear arms in a state militia, right? But outside of that, no, it doesn't exist.
And of course, the language is nowhere to be found in the Second Amendment. And in fact, the Supreme Court in the famous Heller decision found that indeed the Second Amendment is talking about an individual right.
That's right. Because, you know, think about this. This is a real easy way to understand it. So then we would have to apply that collectivist view to all the Bill of Rights. So you have freedom of speech so long as you're in a group. If you're not in a group, you don't have freedom of speech. You have freedom of religion so long as you're in a group. But if you don't, aren't in a group, you don't have freedom. I mean, that's silly. It's ridiculous. Let's talk about D.C. for a second.
And I would only have freedom of my to protect my person and properties, I guess, if I'm in a commune, but not in my private home.
That's right. And if you don't have a commune, I'm sure that there's an elected legislator that would be glad to tell you how we can start one, utilizing your dollars, of course.
But at least if I lose a phone message that was left on my voicemail, I can just call up the NSA now and know that they'll have it.
There it is. This is wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Let's get started. I wonder who's going to sign up. Let's throw that in the
free market. And since I paid for that service with my tax dollars, I should be able to access it free of charge.
You would think, wouldn't you? What happens, I mean, if you show down there and you knock on the door, these guys with black sunglasses, black vests, and black SUVs surround you all of a sudden, and you don't feel so free anymore.
Where were they when the shooting occurred at the Navy Yard?
That's a good question. I want to ask you that. Can you kind of unfold this? Because I know you always have a great perspective that doesn't always leak out there very quickly. So can you share with us what's going on with this Naval Yard situation?
When I heard the gut-wrenching reports coming in and the number of dead people growing, it actually makes me angry. Here we go again. Yet again, a mass murder in what was legally imposed a gun free zone.
That's right.
All of our mass murders in the last 20 years, with one exception, it was a Democrat congresswoman's town hall meeting, and frankly, Democrats tend not to be as likely to carry guns as others.
Sure.
So with that one exception, all have been in legally imposed gun-free zones. A mall, a movie theater, a school, a public building, whatever. It is just without exception. Now, the question that we have to ask legislators is, have you washed the blood off your hands yet? You mean you haven't repealed gun-free zones everywhere?
Not even on the table, Larry, is it?
Happily, Congressman Stockman and I think also Massey of Texas and Kentucky, respectively,
Amen.
Have introduced bills to do that.
Amen.
But there's something in some people's minds that says, you can't be serious about having guns and children in the same place. Well, I'll tell you what. The Jews used to think like that until they lost a busload to Arab terrorists, mm-hmm. Muslim terrorists, and then they had their debate in their Knesset, their parliament,
yep.
And with my own eyes, I saw their policy in action of every teacher packing.
Amen.
A load of kids got off a bus at a tourist site where my wife and I were in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Last one off was a young teacher with a rifle over his shoulder. And recently on the web, that probably went viral pretty much, was a young gal, teacher, with her little flock of chicks,
yeah.
Standing at, maybe it was the Wailing Wall or something, but there she was with an army rifle slung over her shoulder.
Nice!
So, good-looking gal, good-looking rifle.
That's right. And onlookers take warning, because that woman will protect her children. You know, I think about that type of legislation happening in America. Now, it's not the big bravado, we're slinging rifles, everybody. It's the sheer component of loving our neighbors ourselves. The Bible says thou shalt not kill. The positive of that is preserve life. Well, how do you do that? You got to protect it, right?
Yep, yep. And if it is a gift of God, then we should take protecting it very seriously indeed.
Exactly. No different than we take our constitutional rights. Larry, will you hang with us for one more segment? We want to get some info on this. Thank you so much. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to the Facebook right now and check out all of the articles we've been pumping for quite some time here about this very topic. Important to be vigilant and be sober and understand your liberties, folks, so they don't go away. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Sons of Liberty. We have with a special guest, Mr. Larry Pratt from gunowners.org. That's gunowners.org. I encourage you to get online, check them out, become a member. It's important we band together for our religious liberties. As I started in the beginning, this is what the men in Massachusetts, Marlborough, Massachusetts, declared unanimously. Death is more eligible than slavery. A freeborn people are not required by the religion of Jesus Christ to submit to tyranny, but may make use of such power as God has given them to recover and support their laws and liberties. We implore the ruler above the skies that he would make bare his arm in defense of his church and people and let Israel go. Again, with us is Mr. Larry Pratt. Larry, I want to ask you about a couple scenarios and situations. The gentleman who was at the mall who had a concealed carry permit, and this lunatic comes in with an AR or something, starts shooting people.
Well, what we think we're learning now is that he bought a shotgun about a week before. They haven't told us whether he sawed it off, but he got through the gate security. Then when he got to another layer of security, he shot his way through and then went to work.
Yeah. Now, from this situation that happened in Oregon, a gentleman comes out with his own handgun, blazes it, scares the shooter. The shooter runs away. I mean, it would seem to me that that
shoots himself.
Exactly.
Which is a very typical response when the good guy with the gun, be it a badge or not, gets to the scene of his crime. Most of these multiple shooters ended making themselves the last fatality.
Yeah.
And that couldn't happen because there was a double gun-free zone in effect in where this attack occurred. The guy struck in the city of Washington, where you may not take your gun out of your home, unless maybe it's to take it for repair to a shop in Northern Virginia or in Maryland.
Not in D.C., but yeah.
It won't be done in D.C., and I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure you'd have to get a permit just to travel with it out of town. And then the Navy, as all military installations, was a gun-free zone.
Yep.
So this monster chose a place where he could get as many victims as possible in the time that he might have before the good guy with the gun gets there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've mentioned that mall. It was this mall in Clackamas that was posted no guns.
Yep.
Well, obviously that didn't keep the killer from bringing in his gun.
Of course.
Happily, somebody else either didn't see it or more likely ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he heard, when the good guy heard the sounds of the shots, he ran to the sound. The creep saw him with his gun out by now, took a few steps away, put his gun to his temple, and finished it off.
Yep.
And so the good guy didn't even have to fire. And in fact, as I recall the details now, he was restraining himself because there were people beyond the shooter, beyond the murderer, and he was reluctant to shoot as long as the guy wasn't shooting at that time.
Sure. And that makes sense. I mean, you...
But what a level-headed responder.
No,
a young man at the time, about 22 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he did everything right.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, he was brave because he was responding like a soldier. He ran to the sound of the shots.
Yep. And he preserved life. He did what the Bible prescribes. I mean,
he absolutely did.
He loved his neighbor as himself.
It's arguable that he saved many, many lives, untold number,
because of
by being able to do that.
Because of what you just said, normally these lunatics go in and they start capping as many people as they can. Maybe they're close out of bullets and then they finally end their lives. They should have ended their lives before they went and killed others, but this sped up that process for him to just brandish a gun. He didn't even have to use it. I want to ask you a question because you're talking to a majority. Obviously, we know that there's the haters listening as well, but a majority of good people, and there's this stigma that, well, if it has a guns banned on the premise, maybe I shouldn't bring my gun in. In this particular situation, because he either ignored it or he didn't see it, he saved lives. What would you say to somebody that says, well, you know, I want to obey the laws? Is that even a law with those signs up?
Well, yeah, it's a law in the books, but it's a law that says mass murderers are welcome here.
That's right.
We want to protect your safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that no gun sign is saying.
That's exactly.
I mean,
what
it has got to be one of the most grotesquely stupid things. For 20 years, we have experience in this country of mass murders being committed in gun-free zones.
Yep.
They're not committed. The one that was committed outside a gun-free zone was a Democrat congresswoman's town hall meeting, and typically Democrats don't carry guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a de facto gun-free zone.
Yeah.
But all the others were imposed by law.
Yep. So in that particular case, the law didn't. Now get this, folks. What is the purpose of government according to the Declaration of Independence? Well, according to God, ultimately, to be a terror to those that do wicked works. But it says, to secure these rights, those rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, governments are instituted among men. When a law is created that makes a gun-free zone, as an example, it does not preserve your right to life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness. Because you see that all of these shootings have happened in those zones, minus the one you just referred to. That's what's happening. So in that particular situation, or in these instances, government has become counterproductive, actually worse than that. I don't even think that's a good term
for it. It's become the criminal's friend.
Exactly.
Instead of being a terror to evildoers, it's become a protector of evildoers.
So as Christians...
How sick is that?
It is. And as Christians to stand idly by and say, well, you know, render to Caesar, do blah, 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 whatever scripture they can pluck out because they're cowardly
bastards.
Well,
Caesar is not do my life without due process.
That's right. That's exactly right. This is the perspective we're missing. My goodness! Cowardly pastors dish off these verses and go home and have fellowship at some buffet and don't even think twice about it while their congregants stand by idly and watch their neighbors, in this particular situation, environments are created that protect crime. This is ludicrous. Your organization, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, can you give a rundown of what it is that you're doing while you're standing out there with your dukes up protecting the rights of even our listeners right now, Larry?
Well, we're promoting legislation such as introduced by Representative Steve Stockman of Texas that would do away with gun-free zones at the federal level. Federal law has made most states, not all, go along with that concept. There are some states that have said, not here. And the federal law, the way it's written, won't apply. And all of the state of Utah for instance, has a guns are okay, you got a carry permit, you're fine on our campus. And that goes from kinder care to graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
Utah has had that law for 10 years, not one mass murder.
Man.
You know,
where are the statisticians? What are they called? Statisticians or the people that study stats?
Then you have in Virginia, schools that I know of, the Blue Ridge Community College. My understanding is they just don't have a policy. So even if you were found to be carrying on the school campus, no problem. Just why don't you cover it up a little better might be the admonition.
So,
Liberty University has explicitly said we have no problem with people having a concealed carry firearm. So, and that's a, you know, a medium-sized school now. They're over 20,000 students on campus, and who knows how many gazillion online.
Mm-hmm.
They're really becoming very cutting-edge with technology, and they're certainly cutting edge on protecting their students' lives.
That's right. Right. You know, they put that you're speaking of Jerry Falwell down in Jerry Falwell's University of Liberty, correct? And
yes.
And what they put first, obviously, is Christ, for Christ's glory, as Harvard once upon a time, you know, truth and the church. But now you have that, and so of course they're going to evolve as more. You know, I'm fascinated oftentimes, and this is kind of off the subject a little bit, but these people that make G-rated movies, they make millions. Why? Because they're catering to the family. And then these Christian filmmakers, even Mel Gibson, when he did The Passion, made millions. Why? Because he's catering to the people, the message they want to hear. And it's no different with our constitutional values. It's no different with what you're doing. It's no different. That's why the Sons of Liberty continue to grow on a daily basis, why the listenership grows and expands, because we're speaking about the issues that are real, that people want to hear about. What would you leave us? I'm going to give you probably 60 seconds here. I need you to fill it with words. What is a good plug to wake up America? What is something you think is going to be kind of a clarion call on this topic of the Second Amendment?
Well, at the state level, I've already mentioned the effort to roll back the gun-free zones at schools, federal law. And at the state level, increasingly, states and counties and sheriffs, at a minimum, are saying we will not participate in unconstitutional federal gun arrests,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes it's more broad, kind of aiming perhaps sometimes at the EPA, whatever. And then it goes from that end of the spectrum all the way to the other end of the spectrum, where people like now GOA member Brad Rogers, sheriff of Elkhart County, Indiana, has told the FDA to butt out.
Nice.
They had been hassling a raw milk dairyman,
mm-hmm.
and they were on the verge of clobbering him in federal court and grabbing his equipment,
mm-hmm.
and putting him out of business.
Yep.
So, ironically, the guy is Amish, so almost certainly he didn't vote for Rogers, because he probably didn't vote for anybody.
Sure.
They don't believe in voting.
Yeah.
So he went to the sheriff and explained what was happening. Doing due diligence, Rogers went out to the farm to make sure he wasn't getting a little house of horrors.
Mm-hmm.
And no, of course, the place was immaculate.
Yep.
So he went back and emailed the head attorney for the FDA and said, they inspected him 6 ways from Sunday.
Yep.
If you put one more foot on Farmer Hostetler's property, I'll arrest you.
Amen.
She wrote back and said, well, if you try that, we'll arrest you.
Yep.
And Rogers responded, game on.
There we go. That's how do it, folks. That's how you deal with liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Thank you, Mr. Larry Pratt.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than seven different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're back for a final segment with the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio, or on Facebook, or on Twitter, SOL Media and the number one. SOL Media and the number one. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, also of the Constitution, also of the Articles of Confederation, said, "I believe a visible church to be a congregation of those who make a credible profession of their faith in Christ and obedience to him, joined by the bond of the covenant. I believe that the souls of the believers are at their death made perfectly holy and immediately taken to glory. That at the end of this world there will be a resurrection of the dead and a final judgment of all mankind, when the righteous shall be publicly acquitted by Christ, the judge, and admitted to everlasting life and glory, and the wicked be sentenced to everlasting punishment." Now, can you imagine, if you would with me, back in the 1700s, a statesman like Roger Sherman representing you? Well, listen to the declaration that he just stated. He believes in a day of future rewards and punishments. A man shall reap what he sows. There is a heaven, there is a hell. You are judged by your works and your dealings. Do you think a man with that much fear of God and knowledge of what will happen in the afterlife, how he'll be judged for his actions in this life, do you think that he may take seriously his oath to God to defend the Constitution, to preserve and to protect it, to protect you as a citizen, to have your best interest in mind, when he knows he's got to give an account to God? See, that's why this is so perfect. When a man like Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota swears his oath upon a Quran, of which I understand in America, most people have no clue the ideology set forth in the Quran. No clue. It would be so shocking to them that they wouldn't believe it if you even told them. But yet a man who swears an oath on that? Now, I can't remember the terminology. I am no scholar of Islam. But I know by its very nature what it is based upon. And it is not love. It is not love. It cannot be love. Because the way it opposes itself towards our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Oh, he's a holy prophet. No, you don't get it. He's more than that.
He's the Savior of mankind. God, so loving his creation, sent his Son that faith in him would be salvation to us. Not, oh, I blow up a school bus full of children for Allah. La, 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 la. How in the world is that even logical? That's satanic. And yet this man in the state of Minnesota, so-called representative of the people of the state of Minnesota in Congress right now, swore his oath on that Quran. How can I trust a man who doesn't fear God? How can I trust a man? If he doesn't fear God who sees everything he does, how in the world is he going to fear to care about me who can only see a fraction of a percent of what he does in public? Why did so many oaths require an oath that they believed in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Bible to be the inherent Word of God? That they believed and they had faith that Jesus Christ was the Lord. But why did we sign our Constitution in the year of our Lord, signifying it was ours? It was ours collectively. We the people, remember in the beginning, that's who our is, of the United States. Said in the year of our Lord, capital L, 1789. We're celebrating Constitution Day today. Today was the day, folks, September 17th. That was how they signed it, in the year of our Lord. Make no mistake, that is Jesus Christ, the Lord of all religious denominations in these United States. You think and you consider these sort of things, and it starts to put things into the right perspective. We can understand now why liberty is secure, because we're not trusting in a man for our security. We're trusting in the God of heaven, who controls all things, who allows us as his servants, or his people, his creation, let me say it more perfectly, his creation, to sow into our country, into our nation, into our children, into our schools, into our counties. And we will for sure, as the Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he shall also reap. In other words, he's not mocked. It's not all of a sudden going to be, I can sow this and it's not, I'm not going to reap it. God will not be mocked that way. This is a definitive law. It's immutable. It doesn't change. Therefore, he is not mocked in what he has stated. Not as a deist who states something, the God that states something, and then recedes from everybody and everything and lets us do it on our own. No! Our founders never embraced that either, by the way. Anyone who they categorize as a deist has quotes that are opposed to any form of deist theology. Constitution Day today. How many people have listened to this radio program? And I challenge you. You listen to the program every day. We're on Monday through Friday and then also on Saturday. But yet you still haven't read the Constitution. Now, I'd encourage you to be a part of our Constitution course. You can find that on the sonsoflibertyradio.com down at the bottom. But it's too late right now. You're going to have to catch it on the next time go around, because we're already on Lecture 5 starting next week, or this Thursday, excuse me, which we'll be doing out of Maryland, by the way. But you haven't even read the document yourself. But you listen to the show. Listen, folks, we're not here to entertain. It's not, oh, wow, that was some good stuff. That made me feel really good. We're here to empower. What did Christ say? Go make disciples of men. Don't just go preach to hear yourself preach. Trust me, there is more things to do in life than to get on the radio to hear my voice. Christ said to make disciples. That's what you need to become. Hey, you know what? We've got some events coming up in North Carolina, right near the Charlotte area and the Rockingham area. Starting next week, at the end of the week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Full week, bell to bell, where you can come engage and be a part of it and get your training on. But the importance is what you do with that then. You know, I'm so encouraged by men like Larry Pratt, who was just on the show, because of what he started so many years ago, or co-started, if you will, but the tremendous ground that he's taking. When he speaks, people respect it. That's what I read in the Bible. When the prophets of old came to town, people respected it. They were in fear if they were unrighteous and wicked. When the prophets would speak to the kings would pay obeisance. If they didn't pay obeisance, then guess what happened? That king was removed shortly thereafter, or his kingdom suffered greatly. When the king came to take Elisha, because he kept telling the secrets of that king to the king of Israel, destroying his plots against Israel. The prophet, God spoke to his prophet to give warning to the king of Israel to protect him from his enemies. Then the enemy king, the antagonistic king, came to seek Elisha, surrounded him with his armies. And Elisha said to his servant, who was fearful, saying, "Wow, they come to take us. What shall we do?" Elisha prayed to God that he would open his eyes and see the army of fire that surrounded the king's army who came to take Elisha. And Elisha prayed, and the men were smitten with blindness until he led them right to the king of Israel. That's what people need to see. That's what we desire to see. That's what we do see. And folks, persistence and perseverance is what brings that to you. You know, diligence is the mother of good luck. So many people sensationalize the word of God that, well, I became a, you know, these things are going to happen with a snap of my fingers. And some things do, and I am so grateful for those things. But I see God create work. Look at the Great Awakening in our own country. God did a religious work, a Christian work in the hearts of men. George Whitefield was known by 80% of all the colonists. Why? Because of what he preached and the witness that was bore by God himself in that preaching. And then what happens? Less than 100 years later, it was less than that, it was within the same century, we declare independence from Britain. And maintain political liberties that we had never before known, being accountable to only God and ourselves. Love your neighbor as yourself, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is biblical stuff. But it started in the 1730s, 1740s, the Great Awakening, up through the 60s. God did a work to sustain. I find the bigger the work that you want, the longer it takes to create the foundation. Because God rots it to the hearts of the people, because if he entrusts us with something too quickly, as he did with Saul, the kingdom soon perished. But David was entrusted with something far greater than that. That was the riches of creating his character. Folks, let your character be created by the God of heaven. Put your faith in him, your confidence in him, for in him is hope. Join us again tomorrow, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.